every kind of uncleanness. You did not so learn from Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus. Put off your old nature, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new nature, created after the likeness of God in the true righteousness and holiness. Put on the new nature. Have a new mind. You be you, and Vern, you be yourself, and I'll be myself, and that somehow, you know, I do, and I get redeemed, and he has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, to be me. A little parable. It's not in the scriptures, but it carries some of the truth of the passage that I have read in many others. One time the animals had a school, and the curriculum in this school consisted of running, climbing, diving, swimming, and all the animals took all the subjects. Now the dog was very good at swimming, in fact better than his instructor, and he made passing grades in flying, but he was practically hopeless in running, and because he was so low in his subjects, he was made to stay in average school, drop his swimming class to practice running. He kept this up until he was only average in swimming, but the average is acceptable, so nobody worried about that except the duck. Now, the eagle was considered a problem pupil and was disciplined severely. He beat all the others to the top of the tree in climbing, but he had used his own way of getting there. The rabbit started at the top of the class in running, but he had a nervous breakdown and had to stop, drop out of school on account of so much makeup work in swimming. Do you have some kind of a feeling of a violation of you know, being a rabbit or being a Vern Moore or being a bishop or being yourself? Well, that's kind of the image I get here. The squirrel led the climbing class, but his flying teacher made him start his flying lessons from the ground up instead of the top of the tree down, and he developed charley horses at the takeoff, and he began getting C's in climbing and D's in running. Now, at the end of the year, there was an abnormal eel who could swim well, run, climb, fly a little, and he was made valedictorian. The only thing that I can claim is not to have written that, but at least to have found it. I said to someone in the village this afternoon, look at Buckskin Mountain. Well, he took a good look at Buckskin Mountain. He's seen it many times. Well, I know he's climbed. I don't know. But he looked at Buckskin Mountain, and then I said, could you play it on a sax? And he said, well, I think I could. Now, that's the kind of thing you don't do back home. You don't just ask somebody, you know, to look at a shopping center and then play it on a saxophone. But I had a feeling that this fellow could play Buckskin Mountain. Only a little surprise tonight. If he's ready to play Buckskin Mountain, he'll have to play that in someone else's service, because I'd like to ask you tonight to play a brand new thing. I would like to ask him to play The Cure. Any way he wants to. I don't care if he uses the red hymnal or not, preferably not. I would just like to have Mark play The Kyrie. Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy on the fact.